Glory to Jesus Christ. It was really joyful beginning of the holy, this divine liturgy, because baptism is always something that is joyful, because we can see this baptism through which God's grace descends on this baby, human being, and transform this being and giving the baby bright future. But during this baptism, especially those who were here in the beginning for exorcism, you could hear there that there is some kind of responsibility which comes with baptism for parents, godparents, relatives, and whole our parish community when they belong to. And this responsibility is to testify about Christ through our life. May Maximilian and other kids who were baptized here may they have good experience, and may they are able to grow in faith. And we know that, and we want to fulfill that. But many times we ask, how exactly? Because we are not really sometimes sure if we are doing what God asks us to do, what I'm supposed to do. And Gospel of this Sunday gives us some kind of advice which really, in which is hidden the spiritual law which many saints were using in their lives. Look what happened. People were listening to preaching of Christ. They were excited. They wanted to hear him. They were listening so much that they were pressing on him because they wanted to hear. So this is why he had to go on boat to preach and make more people can hear that. Not many people, but what they were doing? They were listening? Yes. They came to Christ? Yes. They were excited? Yes. Joyful? Yes. But only Peter did what Christ said. When Christ said, "Give me your boat and serve me," Peter did it. And then when Christ said, "Let's go to fish," even Peter, who was good fisherman, and he knew that it's nonsense to go to fish at that time, at that place, he went because Jesus said. Only Peter followed and fulfilled Christ's words. We don't have this remark upon those people who were listening to his teaching. Only Peter did. Peter followed what Christ said. And sometimes it is in our world this way, that we really are trying to listen Christ. Even we make effort to come closer, maybe we buy books and listen to good things and, well, whatever we are doing, if we want to listen, to hear God's word, and maybe we are excited, maybe we are so taken through this beautiful message, beautiful words, and we enjoy these words of God we can find in the Bible. Maybe we are taken by many testimonies of people who had this deep experience with God, and we are taking that, but many times we stay there. We are like that crowd who enjoyed preaching of Christ, who were pressing on him and trying to catch his word, to be filled with his excitement. But This is not what God wants us to do. God wants us to do what he says. Peter was asked for his boat. He gave the boat and he served to Christ. He had enough work after all night of fishing, but he moved on the water. Then he moved to deep waters to catch fish, following advice of somebody who has nothing to do with this job, has no experience, but he did. And what happened? A miracle. They caught so much fish that they needed a second boat to fill it. And even with difficulties, they brought all this fish to the shore. What happened in Peter's mind at that? Yes, he was probably enjoying the Christ teachings. Maybe he liked his words. But now something deeper happened. During seeing this miracle, seeing this man with power, he somehow came to conclusion, who is Christ? And then to conclusion, who is he? So when they came to the shore, Peter fell down to Christ's feet and said, go away. I cannot be with you because I am a sinful man. Something happened there. Somehow grace touched Peter's heart and opened him for understanding, deeper understanding of faith and of this mystery of human heart. And he reacted in correct way. And you know what happened? At that time, Christ revealed vocation, meaning of life for Peter. He raised him up from this loneliness and he said, don't worry. From now on, you will have another job. Did Peter understand at the time? Maybe not really. But what happened was that he left everything and many others and they started to follow Christ from that moment. They left everything. This transformation of heart caused they stopped to worry about anything else. The point or this goal of his life was in following of Christ. And probably you found already or formulate this spiritual law which is hidden in his story. This spiritual law is that if we want to be followers of Christ, it's not enough only to be excited over his words. It's not enough to enjoy beauty of his words. To follow Christ doesn't mean to have from time to time this good feeling that I belong to Christ. But the spiritual law says, listen what he says and do it immediately. Not do what you want to do, do what God tells you. And when we start to do this, the similar miracle happens in our life. This transformational heart, which happened in Peter's heart. This transformational heart that we are able to see clearly who God is and who we are. And maybe in this miracle of our heart, there will be this moment when we would feel so lowly, so unworthy, that yes, maybe we will follow example of Peter and we will go to Christ's feet, crying that we are not worthy of him. But at the moment, He will raise us up. And we will get this new vision, new understanding of God or our existence or meaning of life. And then everything becomes like secondary. Then it will be impossible to do anything else just to follow Him for the rest of our life. This is way, this is the spiritual law for our lives. This is why these saints became saints, because they had this experience not once, not twice, not three times, many times during life, repeatedly. Because always when we keep Christ's commandments, it means His word, His advices, this miracle is about to happen. Always when we somehow deny, we heard these words before last Sunday, we deny ourselves because we want to fulfill His words, this miracle of transformational heart is happening in our heart. Without that, we are on the surface. Without that, we will be like those people on the shore who were listening and enjoying God's word, but when Christ left, they left to their whole houses too. They didn't follow Him as those who went through this transformation of heart. So you parents and godparents, relatives, and we all, if we really want to be good witnesses of Christ for Maximilian and for other kids in our parish, this is what we are supposed to do. We have to, through our life, teach them how to come to this transformation heart and how to come to this deeper knowledge of Christ, which leads not only to good life here on earth, but to eternal life. Amen.